The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Friday, May 9th, 2008, and presidential release number 362. I have a number of matters that will go on this presidential release, and it will be a sort of a hodgepodge, but we'll get to important matters undoubtedly. Let me begin with a very important one. Dr. Floyd Mattson, sometimes known as Floyd, sometimes known as Dr. Mattson, and sometimes known as Matt, has died on April 7, 2008. He had suffered more than a year ago a very substantial stroke, and he had a good year, but he had had a number of reverses in recent times, and he died on April 7. I'm sorry to have to tell you of his death. He is the author of Walking Alone and Marching Together, the 50-year history of the National Federation of the Blind, or the Organized Blind Movement. That came out in 1990. He also wrote a great many other things. He was a long-time member of the organization. He was cited, but he was a very strong supporter of the Federation. He joined the organization in either 1947 or 1948. He is, I think, the last person that I know who came into the Federation during the period of the 1940s. I'm very sorry to have to tell you of his death. He was a magnificent human being and a lot of fun to have around the Federation. He gave the Federation a kind of historical depth, which is most useful to have, and besides, he was just an all-round good guy. I have here a few items, and I have one from the Department of Governmental Affairs. That has been taking a lot of effort during the last little while. And it says this: we must continue our work to build co-sponsor support for our Social Security and Quiet Car legislation on the national level. H.R. 5734, the Pedestrian Safety Enhancement Act of 2008, currently has 23 co-sponsors. This bill was introduced by Congressman Towns of New York and Stearns of Florida. Your member of Congress can be added to this bill by contacting either of these people in their offices. Democrats will most likely contact Congressman Towns, who is a Democrat, and Republicans will want to be in touch with Congressman Stearns, who, as you might guess, is a Republican. Our Social Security legislation, the Blind Persons Earnings Fairness Act of 2008, H.R. 3834 in the House and S. 2559 in the Senate, needs our effort as well. Members of the House can be added to H.R. 3834 by getting in touch with Congressman John Lewis of Georgia. Senators may get hold of Senator Dodd's office or Senator McCain's office to join as co-sponsors in the Senate. You may be connected with your representative or senator by calling the Capitol switchboard at 202-225-3121, and then you ask for your members or your senator's offices and you get connected. Please, if you have information, contact Jim McCarthy or Jesse Hartle for more information on these legislative priorities, if you have learned of support for them, or if you have questions about them. Important information for supporting full funding for the Talking Books program is this: if Congress continues on the 6-year plan of converting the Talking Book program, half of all library users may go up to 3 years without access to new materials. This is so because the library will stop producing new materials on cassette on October 1st, 2010. The beginning of the 2011 fiscal year is October 1st, 2010. At this point, only half of the new digital players will have been distributed. After 4 years on the 6-year conversion plan, there will be 27% fewer talking books available to patrons as compared to the number that would have been produced in the 4-year period on the original conversion plan cycle. After 6 years, blind people will have access to 1.7 million fewer books than there would have been available if this system had gone forward with the original 4-year plan, and there will be no way of catching up because the funding amount for the Talking Book program will return to its original amount, the pre-conversion amount, at the end of the conversion time. We must be in touch with our members of Congress, and we must let them know that the 6-year plan for conversion in the digital talking book area is not a plan that supports the interests of blind people. One of the things that Congress members do not know is that libraries for the blind are as important as they are. Most members of Congress imagine that in most circumstances there are dozens, maybe hundreds, of methods of getting at printed material, and the library is only one of them. In our case, there is only one major source of reading matter for the blind, and that source is the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. It is vitally important that this source of reading matter get the information to us as quickly as it can. We agreed to a 4-year rollout period. We thought we would have to wait a little, but now the Library of Congress wants us to go for 6 years, and that means that we lose in aggregate over 1.5 million copies of recorded books that would otherwise have been available. Tell your members of Congress that this is important and we have to get full funding for the transition program for the digital talking book right now. And if you have questions, call here, because Jesse Hartle and Jim McCarthy are managing our program over in the Congress. Here is an announcement from our operations area, which says, we are fast approaching the final month of pre-registration for National Convention in Dallas. As a matter of fact, this was written a while ago. We are now in the last month of pre-registration. This is the 9th of May. Pre-registration will be over on the 31st of May. Pre-registering saves attendees money. Registration fees, banquet tickets, and barbecue tickets are all $5 cheaper when purchased in advance. Registration is $20. The banquet is $40. The barbecue is $40. Of course, if you buy them by pre-registering, the banquet is $35, the barbecue is $35, and pre-registration is $15. Pre-registering saves attendees time, no standing in lines for traditional registration, or ticket sales. Those interested can register online with a credit card by going to www.nfb.org/pre-registration. That's pre-registration 2008. This link can also be found on the home page of our website. If you prefer to pay by check, a mail-in form can be found on our website or in the latest issue of the Braille Monitor. Remember, May 31st is the last chance to pre-register. Don't delay. Save yourself time, save yourself money, and make the convention run more smoothly. This is a part of the pre-registration process. I now have an announcement dealing with convention from the Public Relations Committee. And it says, Public Relations Committee meeting and grow your affiliate through effective messaging seminar. The Public Relations Committee of the National Federation of the Blind and the Public Relations staff at the National Center for the Blind invite affiliate presidents or their designated representatives to come to a seminar, as well as others who are interested in learning about effectively working with the media. This special meeting of the Public Relations Committee will take place, I am told, on Monday afternoon from 1 to 3. That is what Barbara Pierce told me. It is not on my announcement. This meeting will include a comprehensive seminar entitled Grow Your Affiliate Through Effective Messaging, conducted by Chris Danielson and Jessica Free of the Public Relations Office at the NFB headquarters in Baltimore, with participation of the chairperson of our Public Relations Committee, Barbara Pierce. The seminar will cover topics such as how to locate press contacts in your state or community, how to draft a press release, how to pitch story ideas to the media, and how to develop relationships with reporters and editors. An effective public relations strategy can help state affiliates and local chapters to raise funds, recruit new members, and educate the general public about blindness. It doesn't take a public relations professional to carry out such a strategy, just knowledge of the proper tools and techniques needed to implement it. Come to this special seminar and learn how your affiliate can get its message to the media. Those who participate in this seminar will be signed up for an email list to receive NFB press releases, media advisories, and tips from the National Center for the Blind Public Relations staff, in order that we may begin to compile the email list and to determine how many people will be coming to the seminar. We are asking all state presidents to send the name and email address of the person who handles media relations for your affiliate. Please send this information to Jessica Free at the National Center for the Blind by email at jfree, now this is J-F-R-E-E-H, at nfb.org, or you may call her at 410-659-9314, extension 2348. If you have any questions about this seminar, call Chris Danielson at the National Center for the Blind at 410-659-9314, extension 2330, or you can email him at cdanielson, that's C-D-A-N-I-E-L-S-E-N, at nfb.org. And as I look at this announcement about the public relations efforts that we have been pursuing in the National Federation of the Blind, it reminds me, you'll notice that I was reading an announcement a minute ago about quiet cars legislation and the important work that we need to do in order to get this legislation to be recognized by the Congress of the United States, and also about the work that we have to do in the National Federation of the Blind to get our message out. Well, there was a child who was struck by one of these hybrid cars, one of the quiet cars, the other day, and was not badly injured, I am so pleased to say, but it made the point because the child was 6 or 7 or 8 or something in that range, and the child was struck and hit by the car and flew up onto the hood of the car. And one of the first things the child said was that he hadn't heard the car at all. We said that they're quiet and they're dangerous, and this demonstrates what we meant by that. The child was not hurt, and that is delightful. The child could have been hurt badly. I'm glad the child avoided that. but they are quiet, and we need to have them make enough noise so that we can hear them coming. That's what this legislation is about. I noticed that Jennifer Dunham of Minnesota was part of the public relations campaign. She was interviewed by CNN. And you see, if we keep working on our public relations all the time, then the public relations people will come to know that we're the people to talk to. I have here an announcement from the Seeing Eye. This is from David Liu, and it says, on Thursday afternoon, July 3 at 1 p.m., the Seeing Eye will present the one-act, one-man show With a Dog's Eyes, Capturing the Life of Morris Frank, written and performed by Bill Mooney, best known as Dr. Paul Martin of All My Children. The 50-minute performance is a witty, intimate tribute to Morris Frank, the first person to use a seeing eye dog. The performance holds special significance this year because it would have been Morris Frank's 100th birthday, and it is the 80th anniversary of the return of Morris to the United States with Buddy. The play was based on actual recordings of Frank telling stories about his life with seeing eye dogs. He was known to use quite colorful language at times, so please note that the performance does contain some strong language. Pre-registration admission is $5 or $6 at the door. Please email your plans to attend to Ramona Ugalde, email address RUGALDE at seeingeye.org. All admission fees will be collected at the door. Here is an announcement from Crafter's Corner. The Crafter's Corner is meeting July 1 from 7 to 9 p.m. in Dallas to consider changing the Crafter's Corner from a place where people meet to a division of the National Federation of the Blind. There will also be space for those who are part of the Crafter's Corner to exhibit in the exhibit hall. If you want more information, get a hold of Joyce Kane of Connecticut. She has an email address. It is blindhands@aol.com. And her phone number is 203-378-8928. The convention is, of course, a very important element of what we are doing in the Federation, but there will be activities after the convention. So here is, from Jerry Lazarus, an announcement about Meet the Blind Month. Now is the time for your chapter to begin making plans for our October Meet the Blind Month activities. The planning process should begin at your meeting this month. Some of the many activities your chapter can do are arrange to present the Braille is Beautiful program to a class of students, a boy or girl scout troop, or a service club. Braille is Beautiful video sets and our Braille alphabet cards make it easy to share the basics of Braille for both youngsters and adults. Contact your local Barnes & Noble booksellers, Boscov's department store, Macy's, or other big box stores in your area to speak with the community relations manager. Inquire about their fundraising projects and schedule a date on their calendar for a meet and greet or fundraising activity. Check your local community calendar for fall events. Pick a day in October to plan a white cane walk or to participate at a community-sponsored fall festival. NFB literature, including Braille alphabet cards, will be available, again at no cost, in prepackaged quantities to speed up the ordering process. Chapter activities and literature order requests can be placed online. Learn more about this and other planning techniques at the Meet the Blind Month seminar in Dallas on Thursday afternoon during the convention. For more information or to share ideas that have been successful with your chapter, you may contact the Director of Special Projects, Jerry Lazarus, by calling him at 410-659-9314, extension 2297, or by email at jlazarus, J-L-A-Z-A-R-U-S, at nfb.org. Now, one of the events at this year's convention will be our Imagination Fund work and the March for Independence. The person who is chairing the Imagination Fund committee and who will be managing the March for Independence this year is, as you know, Kevin Worley. Here is an announcement from Kevin Worley.
Thank you, Dr. Maurer. NFB colleagues, let's march. 7 a.m., July 2nd, Dallas, Texas. We will assemble for our second annual March for Independence, a walk for opportunity. We will gather in the parking lot just outside of the atrium entrance of the Anatole Hilton for our three-mile adventure. Last year, we raised over $80,000 during the month of May. That's more than any other month of the campaign. We must do even better this May. If you have been putting off your effort, now is the time. Ask folks you know to sponsor you in the March for Independence. You know, many of us think of this year's campaign as Betsy's campaign. Betsy believed so much that we could and should build the Imagination Fund as a way to fund the dramatic new projects at the Institute and throughout our affiliates. She put her heart and her soul into the Imagination Fund because she knew these imaginative efforts at the Institute or throughout the affiliates truly made a difference in people's lives. Let's make her campaign our biggest and our best campaign ever. The Imagination Fund and the work she directed at the Institute is a large part of Betsy's beautiful legacy. Please join your colleagues to make Betsy's campaign memorable, goal-setting, and magnificent. It's a great time to update your personal page at www.marchforindependence.org. There's still time to create a page if you haven't done so. Still time to register as a marcher. Send friends and family and coworkers to your own personal profile page. If you're having trouble updating or creating a page, call Christy Bowman at 410-659-9314. We can provide coaching. You can send emails to everyone you know asking them to sponsor you. If you have registered to march and haven't begun raising that $250, let's go. It's almost time to march. Remember that $250 gets you an honored place in the march with an NFB March for Independence 2008 t-shirt. $500 also gets you an NFB March ball cap. And those who shoot high and are determined, gaining that $1,000 or more level, will be presented a commemorative gold medallion at the March rally. The rally will be held at the halfway point of the march at AT&T Victory Plaza at American Airlines Center, surrounded by the big Jumbotron screens across from WFAA Channel 8 TV, the ABC affiliate in Dallas. Last year's $1,000 Club marchers tell of the tremendous pride they felt when their name was called at the rally. Last campaign, 99 Federationists obtained sponsor contributions at or above $1,000. You know, many of us can put in that extra effort and join the prestigious $1,000 or more club. Those of you who are leaders, please encourage every member of your chapter, affiliate, or division to join the march in person or as a virtual marcher. If you just can't come to Dallas, you can still register, raise money, and be a virtual marcher with all of the benefits. There's still time to make this campaign, Betsy's campaign, a priority project of your chapter. Take up a collection for the campaign. Promise one another that you will go out today and start making the asks. Make at least three asks to sponsor you or someone from your chapter. The need is great. The reward is worth the effort each and every one of us in each chapter and each affiliate can bring dollars right back home, because 25% of every dollar stays in the affiliate. 25% is then available for affiliate project grants, and 50% of each dollar makes all of us stronger through the imaginative, important work we do at our NFB Jernigan Institute. Shoot for the top 30, 20, or even the top 10 fundraisers. Thank you, fellow Federationists. You make this organization great. Help build the momentum through May and on to the convention. Thank you, Dr. Maurer. It's almost time to march.
Since the last presidential release, we've had a number of activities, including the Jacobus Tenbrook Law Symposium. We're going to be talking about the Law Symposium at our convention this summer and about a number of the other things that we have been doing. It was an exciting meeting. It was a day-long experience and adventure about the work of Dr. Tenbrook and what it has done to influence things since that time. I'm longing to tell you about it in more detail, so please be at the convention. You got to get your reservations in at the Hilton Anatole Hotel in Dallas, and you got to do your pre-registration. It is going to be a wonderful time. This is the last release we make before coming to convention this summer. I have been on the road a good deal. I have talked with people at the National Library Service. I've been to a meeting of librarians of the network libraries for the blind throughout the country, and there are many other things to talk about. We had a District of Columbia leadership group here at the National Center for the Blind, and I learned that Don Galloway, our president in the District of Columbia, will soon be 70 years old, so congratulations to Don Galloway. This brings me to the end of the presidential release, and I have a few of the usual offerings. David Dino Terris, who is of Pennsylvania these days, says that Reverend Ole and Reverend Sven were putting up a sign along a road which said, "Da end is near, turn yourself around now before it is too late." A car speeding by had the driver lean out, who shouted at the two reverends, "Leave us alone, you religious nuts!" And in a moment there was a screech and then a loud splash. Pastor Sven leaned to Pastor Ole and said, "Do you think the sign should just say, 'Bridge out'?" Here's a Mother's Day one. A sweater is a garment worn by a child whose mother is feeling chilly. Or there was a child who was sent to bed, and he hollered to his mother, "Mom, can I have a drink of water?" His mom said, "No, you've already ruined your chances." In 5 minutes, the kid said, "Mom, can I have a drink of water?" And his mother said, "No, I told you that you couldn't have a drink before, and if you ask again, I'll have to spank you." In 5 minutes, there was a voice which said, "Mom, when you come in to spank me, will you bring a drink of water?"
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.